Pushback to the pushback to the pushback.
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for October 29th, 2018. I'm Janine Faddish, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me!
That is you. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Janine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Are we ever not
like
good?
We never talk to each other.
I know. It's like, well, after 37 years of marriage, who knows? Anyway, so thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. That may have been the shortest introduction I've ever done.
It was. But then you're filling it up with this, so it'll be fine. It evens out.
It does. You really get annoyed at this, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm
you
fine.
You sound annoyed.
I don't mean to be annoyed.
Now
I'm annoyed.
I've got to stop playing with the mic, too. I'm doing this and doing that. That's just wrong. Anyway, so this week's edition of the, or this week we're talking about the Prickly City that was, and we talked about pushing back on the pushback, which I've talked about on the podcast before, and I've been on other shows and talked about it. It fascinates me that, you know, before, I mean, and there is some level of, I don't know, respect, I suppose, for the president and for the Republicans, because for years, we were always hit, we, the Republicans, conservatives, people on the right, myself included, we'd always be hit with, well, that's racist, or you're sexist, and something. And it was, you know, and we were frankly intimidated by that. And so backing down from cheap attacks, I mean, let's face it, we deserve attacks. So does the left. Everyone, you know, it's a debate, and that's okay. But don't try to silence the other side. And so there's pushback to the pushback. The problem with the pushback to the pushback is that there's other pushbacks until everyone's pushing everybody down and no one is standing and talking. So I'm sure we had comments about this.
Yes.
Yes?
Twiklix said, interesting that Stantis...
I love how you try to pronounce these.
Well, sometimes they're hard.
I know. No, they are. I'm laughing with you.
Well, anyway...
Yes.
Don't make me say it again.
I'm not.
Says, interesting that Stantis depicts Carmen pushing first. She went on offense and attacked. The reaction was purely defensive, to which 6.6TA said, was purely defensive, quote, unquote, and then the shift to reciprocal accelerating aggression. This looks like most political debate these days. Sometimes I like Mr. Stantis' stuff more and sometimes less. I suggest that Mr. Trump clearly did not invent this behavior. He probably learned it by looking out his window in Queens. But just right now, he is making it more pervasive. This is a corrosion of our culture to our detriment.
I agree with that. If I remember the strip, I have to tell you the truth, I don't have it sitting in front of me. But I think if I remember the beginning of the series correctly, it was Carmen getting pushed and then she, no?
She pushed first.
Did she?
Yeah.
No.
It's like the Han Solo thing.
Who shot first? Did she?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that was a mistake on my part, apparently. A little bit, kind of. Sure. Well, she shoves, but she's pushing back. Doesn't she say push back or... Okay, never mind. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, you'd think I would know this, seeing as I, you know, wrote it. But regardless, yes, I agree with the conclusion of that last comment by, you know, that person. Who we can't pronounce, but I agree with the conclusion that we've talked about it until we're blue in the face here. I don't know what you do about it. Here's the thing: is what's the conclusion? How do you fix this? How do you fix the debate? And somebody somewhere has to stand up and be the adult. I know I get, especially my editorial cartoons, but through the strip as well, I get charged with promulgating and being part of the problem instead of part of the solution. I like to think, and maybe we all like to think, and we're all at fault, and we all like to think we're right, and we're not. Okay? But for me, try to at least have some semblance of, here's what I believe, and this is why I think the other side is wrong. They're not evil. They're not trying to destroy America. They're not trying to do horrible things to my children. And that's where our debate has gotten really stupid.
Well, that's the problem. It's demonizing the other side instead of listening to them.
Okay.
Or at least just saying that you don't like what they're saying in a way that I don't like what they're saying, not that they are all evil.
Right.
Not that there aren't some evil people, but
oh, they're
not
evil people.
All
we've had a
evil
week,
just
we've
because just, they disagree with you.
We're speaking yeah. during a week where a couple of very evil people did some very evil things. And so, you know, is that where our political discussion has gone? We've had political terrorism before. I mean, this isn't anything new. It's just... I'm not sure how to address this in the strip either, is that why are we having more mass shootings? We're talking now on the following the mass shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What's the difference? The first mass shooting in America was the University of Texas shooter, and that was during the administration of LBJ. America really didn't have another one until Reagan. Reagan had to do, I think, to deal with two. HW, I believe it was four. Clinton, I want to say it was 8 or 10. And then Obama, it's like in the 30s. And President Trump's already had to deal with six of them in the first 2.5 years of his administration, 2 years of his...
What do you think has anything to do with the rise of the internet and people able to... I think it's maybe people able to find each other and find people who encourage their crazy thoughts.
The common denominator is the fact that we emptied out the asylums and that our mental health system in this country is abominable. And I'm not sure how to address this in the strip without A, getting into the tall weeds, or B, making it sound like I'm making fun of people with mental illness. But the fact of the matter is the United States' number one houser of the mentally ill is prisons. And there's something drastically wrong with a country that's the case.
And that's one of the problems when people bring up being anti-gun control, saying that, well, these people are mentally ill, and then they're not suggesting any way to help them.
So I was speaking with a friend of mine who's roughly the same age, and we were saying when we were kids, some of the, like the fellow who shot up, I'm not going to justify it by mentioning their names, who shot up the movie theater, the other one in Sandy Hook. These guys were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and at the risk of sounding insensitive to, but they were, and they would never have been walking the streets when I was a young man. There's a lot of incarceration of people who shouldn't have been incarcerated. That's true too. But you know, typical for America, we can't just go find a middle way. It's either all or nothing. So we emptied out the institutions. We gutted the mental health institutions of this country.
And left these people all on their own with no help.
Right. And so you have nutty, you know, your kid acts, you know, the neighborhood cats are telling him to do something. You really don't have a lot of resources to help you.
No, and many of these people, their parents, really tried to find help and couldn't.
And couldn't. So I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but for me, this is an insight into the process, which I hope you listen to the podcast partially for. And I think about these issues, and I wonder how can I express them in Prickly City in a way that's constructive, you know, especially an issue like this. And so maybe in the next few weeks, after following the midterms, you'll see that issue come up. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to send them, please, to pricklycity@gmail.com, because I need your help. So what other comments do we want to talk to? Because I also talked about how everyone's to blame, but no one's responsible.
Right, and Brain Pudding said, personal responsibility, the missing ingredient among many Americans since the 60s. That's cute, Carmen. How quaint. To which Curmudgeon 303 also said, everyone's to blame. In the current climate of fear, hate, and divisiveness, Herr Trump is the prime suspect. Lock him up. And Ionizer said, yep, and Holder, Waters et al. Are never responsible. Nope, no bias in your world.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that you can say it's both sides, and both sides scream. First, they kind of lukewarmly, is that a word? It
sure.
Is now. Tepidly agree with you. And then they go off, but the other side, and then they go off and talk about the sins, real and imagined, of whatever side is opposite yourself. The fact of the matter is the discussion has gotten, you know, we should, when someone's out to dinner with their wife or children, we should jump in their face. Well, no, you shouldn't, folks. That's rude. By turns, you know, you shouldn't call ethnic slurs or anything, you know. Can we just be more polite? I was raised to be polite. I actually am a fairly polite person, I think. Am I?
Yeah, most of the time.
Really? Am I rude sometimes? Well, I walk in the streets
when
of Chicago.
When you walk in the streets, yeah. You should get aggressively polite.
Yes. Excuse me. If you hear that behind you, you know it's me. If you're in Chicago and you hear that, you'll know it's me behind you. Because, listen, if you weigh 300 pounds and there's four of you and you're walking shoulder to shoulder down a narrow sidewalk, you're in the way. Just saying. Okay.
So then you're also saying that there's no one in the common sense zone.
Right. And I hear that got a lot of response. I was surprised.
Yeah. Vinny Vidi Vici says common sense isn't that common.
No, it's not.
Martin says, since I would guess that common sense has to be based on facts, maybe respect for facts is as good a place to start as any.
Who was that?
Martin's.
Okay.
And Dog Day says, three loneliest places on earth, Common Sense Zone, Critical Thinking Park, and Kindness Corner.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Could you circle that? I might steal that.
Sure.
I really might. That's wonderful. Yeah, the other idea is like kindness and just to be nice to each other. I mean, It happens all the time. You see it everywhere. We live in Chicago here. We travel the country. We travel the world. And it's everywhere. But the fact is that, you know, you can't have too much of it. And I'm guilty. This I am guilty of not being that generous to and kind. And always working on that.
We all have to work on that.
Well, you're a very kind person. Oh, you're very nice. You always make excuses for everyone else. Why is that person doing that? And you're like, oh, Scott, maybe he's blah, blah, blah. Stop it. He's just an evil person. Why is he walking in front of me? Get out of the way.
So I thought we could end on this.
Yes.
You also did the last one where Carmen and Winslow are heading off into space.
Yes.
And Sean T. says, I hope Carmen and Winslow remembered to mail in their absentee ballots. And Cheapskate responded, if the premise is Winslow's a Democrat and Carmen's a Republican, they canceled each other out anyway. And Nightgaunt, and he's right, says, doesn't matter. Vote.
Exactly. You know, Janine and I have been spending 30 plus years of marriage canceling each other's votes out, mostly.
We don't cancel all of them out, though.
A lot of them.
You know, some of them, yeah. Yeah.
When we lived in Alabama, neither of us voted for, say, Roy Moore.
No.
Or for the, you know, the guy running for Supreme Court who had his commercial was, he'll rule by the book. And when he does that, they slam the Bible on top of
the
book of law.
Well, here's a little story about Scott that I'm going to pass out, and hopefully he doesn't mind. If not, he'll have Brian edited out. Was they had the Christian Coalition there when we first got there?
Oh, they'd been there for years.
Well, they used to pass out ballots.
Yes.
And you said, and I know I did, is often we just went and voted to get, unless we knew the other person was really crazy, we voted against anyone that they had on their list. Unless we thought they were really good.
I'm not sure it was Christian Coalition. But
if we weren't sure, maybe not them, but some group passed out these who to vote for.
Yes.
They were kind of a nutty group. I don't know who it was. I can't remember. But generally it was like, oh, well, if they want them.
Yeah. Well, back then they could also have endorsed Democrats, which was, you know, I generally vote Republican. And it's rare instances where I don't. But yeah, I remember just this group was just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And, you know, it was a good guide. Let's not vote for these people because, well, the people who hear the voices like them very, very much. And we're back to mental illness and how we don't treat it well enough
right. In
this country. So it all comes in a full circle, the circle of life. Wow, that was my elbow. Ow. Anyway, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Good.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
We're all okay. And so, okay. And thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. Janine, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Brian Altimer, thank you. You're a wonderful producer and a great guy.
He is.
He is. He's way too nice for us, for the likes of us. Thank you, WGN Radio and WGN Plus, for letting us use your equipment and for posting this. And thank you especially for listening to this week's edition. If you want to follow the antics of Carmen and Winslow, feel free to do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. And if you want to register, you get free stuff. It's kind of cool. And it doesn't cost you anything. And they don't annoy you with things. It's a great deal. And leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you'd like to contact us directly, especially about how I should address the mental illness infrastructure of this country, or there is no infrastructure, or lack thereof. Anyway, if you want to do that, please send us a note at pricklycity@gmail.com. Again, that's email can be sent to PricklyCity@gmail.com. I think that about covers it. So thank you so much for listening to this week's edition. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.